I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. It's a Monday. That means we get to talk business with Eric Carlson, the editor-in-chief of Business Lexington. And Eric, first thing we're going to talk about today is Lexmark and the rather good report that they just released.
Yeah, this last quarter of 2013, Lexmark grossed more than $1 billion in revenue and had earnings of $1.48 per share to give back to their shareholders and investors. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that they've been continuing to grow their software division, which is led largely by Perceptive Software, which was a company they purchased back in 2010 that's based out of suburban Kansas City. And that company has grown 70% in sales, in large part due not only to purchases that they've done. They bought five companies in 2013, four of which report directly to Perceptive Software, but also their own organic growth with building client bases to come into the Perceptive fold. And also, they have been able to enjoy the good quarter thanks to growth in their managed print services, which is, think of it as, if a document comes in, that there's ability through software and through the printers that they have to store and sort, and it's called structuring the data to allow companies to have documents that are ready at the tip of your fingers, whether it's on a cell phone, a tablet, or on a desktop computer. And if need be, you can also hit print. They've been continuing to grow that division quite a bit, as well as Paul Rook told me in an interview that every customer that they had that was up for renewal in 2013 signed on to a new contract with them. They did not lose a single one.
Now, those customers that had a choice to either renew their contract with us in 13 or not, all opted to stay with Lexmark, and that tells us something about our customer satisfaction and what we're doing with our current customers, as well as obviously growing new customers. And when you get both of those working for you, where you keep all your existing customers and you keep adding new customers, it ratchets up and you see growth like what we're seeing here. So that's also very encouraging for us.
And right along with that, Eric, was the announcement about Funai coming to Lexington, and that has certainly a Lexmark connection.
In 2012, Lexmark announced that they were exiting the inkjet printer division. They were shuttering at more of the consumer-based printers that you would have on your home office or even small in your work. But as a part of that, in April of last year, they sold it to Japanese-owned Funai Electric, who announced that they were going to be bringing 50 jobs to the Lexmark campus that was going to be doing research and development for the company that they had recently purchased from Lexmark. And so that is going to bring 50 jobs, which average $100,000 apiece, according to State Cabinet for Economic Development in the governor's office. So some of those people who had been at Lexmark, who maybe no longer had a job after the shuttering of the inkjet division, will come back and to the same campus, but under the employ of Funai Electric.
In addition to business, we also like to talk libations. That's one of your favorite subjects. So what's this business about Fat Tire?
You know, one of the more popular beers that you can't get in the state of Kentucky, it has been announced will, by spring or sometime in the spring, be coming to the Commonwealth. Fat Tire, which is made by New Belgium Brewing out of Fort Collins, Colorado, had the cat get out of the bag earlier this week that they were coming into the state. They have to send in labels to a federal clearinghouse to get approval. And those labels become public as soon as they're sent in. And a beer blog found this label that said, biking into the bluegrass state with Fat Tire. And after getting a hold of New Belgium Brewing, they did confirm that, yes, they were going to be coming into Kentucky sometime in the spring. I actually got an email from them late last week about them coming into Mississippi on March 3rd, which would be their 37th state in the union that they're in. So whether we'll be 38 or not is yet to be seen. But when they come in, they will normally bring for 4 to 6 weeks, according to their spokesman, Brian Simpson, a 22-ounce bottle of about four or five of their more popular brews. And that will be sold only until they are able to bring in the 12-packs and 6-pack cans and bottles that many of their customers like quite a bit.
Okay, and the reason that you are calling in to the radio station and not here in the studio today is why?
Well, it's still along the libations path, but I had a opportunity to do almost like a fantasy baseball camp where people would go down to Florida and play with Hall of Famers, Instead, I got to go along with the gentleman from the Bourbon Review, a publication based out of Lexington, who had the Bourbon Classic this past weekend in Louisville. And they had journalists from all over the country come in to tour around some of the distilleries in Kentucky, meeting with the master distillers and doing some tastings of their best distilled products, as well as what actually was my favorite stop in Louisville at Vendome, which is a company that is over 100 years old and builds all of the distillation machines that you see in any of the distilleries. They do the stills, they do the copper pots, and it is quite a cool tour that not too many people get to take, but it's a great family that's in their fourth generation of operating it, and they're getting ready to hopefully start bringing some of the fifth generation in, as the oldest of the fifth generation, 16 years old. But anything you've drank, whether it's bourbon, wine, or beer, most likely came from a Canix that they built. And so in our upcoming edition in March for Business Lexington, I'll have a story about where we are today as a bourbon industry, as they have been continuing to grow at paces that, frankly, they can't keep up with the demand.
We'll certainly be looking forward to reading about that in Business Lexington. Editor-in-chief of said publication, Eric Carlson, has been our guest again today. For the latest business news headlines, just log on to bizlex.com. Podcasts of our conversations are available at wuky.org. Thanks again, Eric.
Thank you so much for having me, Alan. Happy Monday.